Информация твоего мышления.
Understanding.
Я хочу так сказать, когда изменяется мышление человека, тогда меняются его действия, не
наоборот. Your actions transform, not the other way around.
Самое уникальное, что ты можешь всю жизнь рассказывать человеку о каком-то Боге, всю жизнь нам с вами впирали эту теорию о живом Боге. И те, кто нас учили о живом Боге, когда Он пришел к нам, они сказали, это не тот.
The one.
Это не тот.
This is not the one.
А где то?
Where is that one? Where is he?
Покажите
Show me.
Мне, если в слове написано,
if it is written in the word, if the son or the daughter will ask for bread,
папа не даст камень.
Daddy will not give you a rock.
Интересно, Interesting. Как это можно? Ехать в Америку,
Come to America, dream about America, buy tickets to America, end up in Africa.
Объясните,
Explain that to me. How does that work?
Что за мораль?
What nonsense is that?
Вы не туда попали. А куда
you didn't
мы
get
попали?
In the right place. Where did we get them?
Билеты в Америку.
The tickets are it's written America.
Рейс такой-то. Мы не
this
можем
is the
туда
airline.
Попали.
This is the how we fly. We can't get anywhere else because we're not flying to Africa. We're flying to United States. Who flew to Africa? Raise your hand.
Часто люди не понимают
Often
этого
people,
момента,
by not understanding that moment, but before your actions change, your understanding and your mind has to change. They don't understand this action. They just try to change actions of other people. They don't understand that. First of all, your understanding has to change, and then your actions change. Before Lenin caused the Great Revolution in Russia, You know, first of all, the understanding was changed of those that were around. Listen, revolution is an action of a transformed understanding. Some don't understand that, right now this is not a revolution. Right now it's a transformation of the understanding of people, not just of a human being, but whole Christianity. But even those that don't want to know us, they know us. Those that don't want to listen, they listen. That don't want to know or understand, they They now understand. What is that? It's a very unique picture. Happens in our time. I won't talk to you about it. We'll just converse. It'll be a dialogue. So I'm flying around. I see things. I hear things. Wars maybe start. Christian wars. Someone wants to hold someone. Don't go there. Don't go there.
Они все равно придут.
They will still come.
Они все равно послушают.
They will still listen.
Никогда это никого не удерживало.
No, it
Дорогие,
never
пожалуйста,
kept anybody.
Поймите одно. Народ
Understand
ищет
one thing.
Живого Бога.
People are searching for a live God. And the one who is able to point to the live God, that's where they will be.
Не надо говорить, не идите
don't
туда,
say,
не
don't
надо,
go then. You don't need to do that.
Я вам сейчас покажу.
Right now, I will show you.
Amen?
Amen.
Я вам сейчас покажу.
I will show
Не
it to you.
Туда, потому что у
Don't
нас
go there because we
вот,
have the same thing.
Богу,
and
приходит,
the glory of God comes and
Люди
life's being transformed. People never leave those places where they feel good.
Скажи мне,
Tell me. Why did you come from Russia to United
что?
States?
Плохо
Why?
Жилось,
was it so tough for you out there?
Да.
Yes.
Плохо.
It was pretty
вот
bad. That's why
и
I came here.
Мне.
And that's
Хорошо.
Why I feel good now.
И я живу в светлом будущем.
And I live in a happy future. About the communists we're talking about.
Светлее не найдешь.
You can't get brighter than this.
Моя задача как служителя, служите сюда.
Look, my thing as a minister is not to change your actions.
Хотя мне так хочется поменять твои действия.
I really, really want to change your actions.
И сколько людей, они меняют действия.
People that change actions. Don't go, don't listen. Put this on, take that off.
Лежать, встань.
Play, get up, march.
Мы поменяем действия.
We change
Слушай,
actions.
Человек
a person,
всегда, он на виду у тебя
being.
Будет делать то, что
yeah,
ты сказал, он внутри, он всегда будет оставаться тем, кто он есть.
Him,
это его мышление.
You don't see him, he'll do whatever he wants, because that's how he thinks.
Как узнать, кто ты?
How do I find out
твой
who you are?
Образ мышления,
your
это ты.
Your way of thinking, that's who you are. Not how you look.
How you look,
it is a result of how you think. Your car is the result or fruit of how you think. For instance, a Russian car is a Zaporozhets. That is of the fall of the man.
Such
nonsense, garbage. You can only create that when you have a problem in your head. Because during the time that nonsense was made, there were normal cars around. Here in the United States, in England, in Germany, you could have just stick your head out of your bunker and look around. What's out there? No, we're going to send everyone away and we will make our own car, Zaporozhets.
And
they will have no choice. Why? Because we'll, you know, forbid all the other cars to come into our country, and everybody's going to drive this nonsense. And not just drive, but to be in line to receive it.
So
wait when my turn will come to get that lovely car. You know what? I lived in the city of Zaporozhye, 1 kilometer away from that plant where they were making these cars. I know what I'm saying. And I had friends that worked there. I didn't understand. This is supernatural. How can you, in half a year, take apart a car right there on the plant, in the plant, and put it back together in your garage, part by part, by fender, by bolt, and all of a sudden, there's that car, it transported into your garage. You tell me wonders don't happen? I personally saw it. Little by little, you just take it out of the plant and then they assemble it in the garage. Our people have the supernatural ability to survive anywhere. That is the result of retarded way of thinking. You don't need to take that car away. You know, we were all in this line to receive this car. You know what? What I need you to do is take a ride on a nice, beautiful car. And that's it. Get in. Get in the car. Just take a drive. Wow. As soon as he drives on this Mercedes 500, he sits back into his Zaporozhets. And you know the unique thing is, you don't need to prove to him that this is garbage.
10 minutes
ago, you're proud of this awesome human achievement, and all of a sudden, now, by some strange way, something changed. Not in that Zaporozhye, it's the same, but something changed in your understanding, in your comprehension. You tried something that started changing the way you accept things. So, my beloved, welcome to the new era, new century of Christianity. People are trying something, and they're not planning on going back.
They
are starting to see something, to hear something, and experience something.
What
they were dreaming all their life. They were being fed. And now, it's not it. But where is it? Everybody who says that this is not it, show me it. Show me. I want to see it. Well, and you know what? They will feed you again tomorrow, or we had. Have you seen that? Notice that somewhere out there in the future, and you are a mortal man, you'll never get there. Or it's either that, or it used to be. Amen. That's it. It's over. Only children search for signs and wonders. Oh, wow. That means the whole Bible is full of children. There were all signs and wonders. Jesus was the kid himself because he was walking on water. Hello. This is childish to look for signs and wonders. Yes, I am his sonny, he's my daddy, understand? This is, you know, childish. Yes, I'm a child. And I'm not even planning on growing up. Who's going to grow up? You will always be a son, and he will always be your father. Amen. And if you will not become like children, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And some people think that it is written for some sort of age. No.
Если не станете здесь на земле, как дети, не войдете здесь на земле
царство Бога.
Да придет царствие Твое, да будет воля Твоя. Где? На земле. как и на небе.
As it is in heaven.
Поэтому слушай
that
сюда.
Is why, listen to me.
Я хожу I в Его царстве уже здесь на земле. В чудесах, в знамениях и в всех прибамбасах. И я жду больше.
And I'm waiting for more.
Не дай Бог, мы остановимся.
Oh, if God have mercy if we stop. No, no, no.
Итак, моя задача как служителя не заставить тебя изменить действия. Хотя мне очень хочется это сделать честно. Но изменить образ твоего мышления, и твои действия изменятся автоматически.
You know, you act, but by transforming
вот где
your mind,
уникальная
your actions will
натура
change.
Человека включается.
This is where unique nature of human
как только с тебя сняли какой-то обх-пром, бум, туфли, и одели на тебя...
Who knows what brand of shoes, and then they put nice Italian leather shoes upon you, and you can't even feel the shoe upon your foot. That nonsense shoe doesn't want to be upon your foot anymore.
Because
that shoe is so horrible. I mean, it belongs in the dump.
Не надо теперь этому парню доказывать.
You don't need to prove to this young man. Oh, you betrayed your country.
Одел, понимаешь, ты там
look at you,
крутую
wearing
туфлю.
Fancy shoes.
Нет, я не предатель Родины.
No,
я просто хочу
I don't betray my land. No, I just want something nice.
Я просто хочу что-нибудь I want something, другое.
Something else.
Я помню.
I remember.
Конечно, слава Богу, что этого уже
Praise
нет.
The Lord, this no longer exists.
Слава Богу,
Praise the Lord,
что совок сдох.
That
не везде.
USSR has been
теперь люди могут
you know, it fell apart.
Машину.
Now people
могут.
Can choose a normal car. And they can
одежду.
Dress in normal clothing.
Слава Богу.
Praise the Lord.
Но я помню.
But I remember.
Когда у всех были одни стирательные резинки по четыре такие. Одинаковые пеналы и линейки. Я помню, когда мы носили одинаковые пальтишки и штанишки с туфельками. Потому что другого не было ничего. И нас мамы путали. И нас мамы путали.
Moms would just mistake us. Amongst other children, because we all look the same haircut, and had the same cologne on. For you, young people, I'm sorry, you don't understand this, and you will never understand. But some of you, you remember these wonderful times. Hallelujah. Yeah, there are a couple of you.
Есть еще одеколон.
There's another
И его можно
cologne.
Не только пить.
You can not only drink it.
Он также неплох для внешнего
It's
употребления.
It's also good for you just to wear upon yourself.
Не только для внутреннего
And
сгорания.
Not just to drink it, because it has alcohol.
Другими словами, дорогие,
in other words, beloved,
когда мы с вами приехали сюда,
we
в Америку,
came here into United States,
и многие из вас строили дома или планировали
some of you
строить,
either built homes or planning on
вы знаете,
building.
Что я первый раз увидел,
you know,
очень уникально в Америке, я не видел
thing
этого,
that I saw, it was very unique in United States.
Я увидел, что
I saw
дранки нет.
That...
Кто помнит дранку? Дранка – это такое извращение, которое набивается крестиком на стенах, И потом даже Бог не может вывести стены ровно.
Knows, in Russia they had this construction, some sort of putty that you put up on your walls. If you screw it up, there's really nothing that can take it off. And you really need professionals, constructions, I mean.
И когда я увидел сухую штукатурку,
we'll be able to remove it. And when I saw in the United States all this wonderful different things for construction, how easily things are done, this is a sign and a wonder. No, this is the bright future.
And
wow, it's so easy to put it upon the wall, and it's so easy to sand down. And yes, Lord, now I have my whole summer to just celebrate, but I was planning on applying that silly putty that is in Russia upon my walls. You know who doesn't like, you know, better way of doing things, of putting things upon walls. Those that don't lay, those that make nonsense, they say, this is not good, just buy our product. Take this. You know, for those of you that were here in that lived in the United States, it was here also happening here in the 1920s and 1930s. That was the way of, assembling houses. You know, when we were remodeling a house from 1920s, it was all in that stuff. It was some sort of compound. I don't even know what to call it. And I was thinking, why? It was our people that they must have came here, and they're the ones that imported this lovely thing here. In other words, how many of you in your right mind right now in the state of Washington will be applying the old method of building houses, those that like classic things? Amen. A normal human being will never use that, because why? You're wasting so much time. All of these things, all the things that you have to mix and wait for it to dry, and then there, constantly, if there's a crack, to fix it. I remember we were building a house. Grandpa is starting to build it, and the grandkid is finishing up that house. You remember that? And the poor grandchild is telling his son, you know what, you're going to do something here in this house as well. Month two over here in the house is ready. And they stand for a long time, 30, 40 years. How's that? Oh, your house is like, one match and the house is gone. Yeah. But our houses back in Russia, they don't even burn down. You want to burn it down, but it's standing there. It's just all dark in the inside now because of the smoke. Remember our houses? You just have to destroy it and by using heavy machinery. You have to just destroy that house. Our monuments of history. Total transformation of your understanding. You understand what I'm saying? When your way of thinking changes, beloved. Yeah, I'm speaking silly things, funny things, clothes and cars and whatnot, but right now, something is changing, something that's more than your hairstyle or your clothes. Right now, your acceptance of God is changing. Your acceptance of God, not in our churches, but in Christianity all over. Oh, if you could just imagine what kind of war is happening, right, against me. You know what? You hear me? Beloved, right now, you will see what will go against you. There will be great resistance. Why? Who's going to go against you? Those that make Zaporozhets and silly party and all make horrible things. And there's a pair of shoes is so thick that you can make three pairs of from that material. They even give you lifetime warranty. Imagine, you can't even get rid of them. You'll walk in them all your life, and not a single day they will break, because that's how we go things. Why are we doing it? For war. You know what? Hello, people. Back in Russia, everything was done by the people that were making things for soldiers. They just changed the color. There's war, always war. Why? You will not sit in that car, wear that clothes. Why? You will not wear that horrible, horrible scent of that cologne. You know what? One time I tried it. I'm serious. Very unique. We have to tell people to send it to us. That's a classic. It's a classic. In reality,
with that smell,
I associate other things. I associate it with the breath of men in the metro buses and other unique things. That's why when I smell that cologne, I think that someone is standing right next to me that has been drinking it. And it does not come off out of his jacket. The greatest hindrance in the life of a human being is the transformation of his understanding. The hardest thing is to change the way he thinks. It's just to make you change or sit in a different car or come and visit to listen to something else. But the unique battle is in that if you
Все-таки всунул ему этот диск.
You gave him that CD,
or gave him a chance to drive
a lovely car. Either he wants it or not. You know why I like transformation. Either he wants it or not, but his understanding will change. You understand where the virus is in. You understand what Jesus was talking about when he was talking about yeast. Just transform in your mind, in renewing of your mind. Look.
Именно наше неправильное мышление является нашим
way of thinking, in our way we understand, it is our hindrance. And so, right now, in a very powerful way, the understanding of Christianity is happening right now. I see that here, no matter where I go, masses of people come up to me that I've never seen before, and they say that their whole life totally has transformed because of one message.
The
whole life was changed once they encountered those that listened to our messages. They looked at them and said, wow, something is different. Beloved, who are we? We are those that don't want nonsense. We are those that don't want that nonsense, silly car, Zaporozhets, and this ugly pair of shoes. We are those that want to think differently, walk in, and just head in the direction towards our God. I don't even understand. Why are you complaining about me? I'm walking and I'm heading towards my God. Those that don't like it, well, don't follow. Or don't go. Why do you have to go against and complain? You're going to your God. You like your God? Well, go ahead. More power to you. I'm going to my God. I love my God. Because, first of all, he's alive, number one. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be, right? God's supposed to be alive, first of all. If he's dead, that's not God. Amen? And then they say, what is that? You're preaching against me. I don't even know you. I'm saying that my God is alive. And the one that is dead, that's not my God. And all of a sudden, those that have a dead, they have dead God, they just explode. You're either an idiot or no. Because probably you are, because you reacted to my God and at the same time proved to me that your God is not alive. So just understand with your mind that your God is not alive. And you're not even bringing him back to life. He died very powerfully. You know? Powerfully dead. That means cannot be resurrected. People say, God, come. First of all, let's just figure out, where did he go? God, come back. Alive. He's alive. We're on the wrong frequency. You know, radio 005. We need 0012. This is where God is. He's alive. He's speaking. He never stopped. All of his life, he's healing. His glory. But no. We want him on 005 frequency. And God says, no. You've been there 70 years ago. And God says, no, I don't want to be there. That's it. Believe me, beloved, God is moving. And then what I'm speaking about right now, he will not stop on this either. Hello. He will not stop. You can stop. I can stop and get stuck. And then we will have a new denomination. It's going to be called Diamond Denomination. No, God is moving. Amen. The important thing is to be with him step and step. Something will fall apart, something new will come, but he will always be alive because he never died and he never went anywhere. Just get on his frequency. Come. No, you. Why don't you come? God is not going there. For 30 years, if he did not come within this time, so just you go. You need to go there. God didn't tell Moses, God is upon this mountain and he's complaining and the mountain is rumbling. Moses, what? I'm going to come and I'm going to get you all in trouble. No, God said, Moses, come to me, to the mountain. Come to me. How is that, God? I said, come to me. 40 days, Moses is walking. Talking to God, come to me. You understand, this is a revelation. When God speaks, you have to come to him. How is that? It is written, search for him.
Не он тебя искать.
He's not supposed to look for you.
Кстати, ты прячешься.
You know, sometimes you hide for 25 years. It's very unique. He has not seen you.
Ты вообще профессионал.
You're a professional.
Как Адам. Адам!
Like Adam. What? Same picture happens to this day. You're hiding. It's very unique. Or some say that God is ashamed or, you know, of my sin. No. God never, ever, even with all your sin, all this nonsense and dirt that you do, up to your eyeballs if you're in sin, God will never, ever be repulsed by your sin. Who leaves you? God is unmovable. Oh, God left me. Yeah? Where? David says, I went into the, you know, gates of Hades, and you're there. I'll go up into the mountains, and here you are. Where can I hide from you? You understand that universe, that is God. And right now, you're in God. It's the same thing as my intestine inside, right there, my belly button. He is searching for his creator. Come, God. God, where are you? You're in me. Hello, wake up. You're inside. You're in me. We are in God. Where did you run away from Him? Or are you planning on running? Right now, total transformation of understanding is happening. What is Christianity, number one? What are the children of God? What are signs and wonders? And what does it mean to walk in His glory? Amen? And for some reason, when you just move towards your God the way you want, somebody is bothered by that, upset, they don't feel right, and you know what? Those that make that ugly car Zaporozhye, it's easier to shut down all the other cars and all the other, you know, production lines. You know what they told me one time? You know why Zaporozhye, why they never painted black? Because if you paint it black, you will not be able to separate it from a Mercedes. I don't know. I just love to pick on this stuff. I don't know. What does that mean? That all my life I was driving this garbage. Amen. Yes. It's time to change. Amen, church? Time to change your understanding. Why do I tell you try new things? Try new things. There's one show on TV. I think it's on TLC.
What not to wear.
It's called What Not to Wear. You guys know that show? It's very interesting. There, they chase people, and they follow people that dress hideously. And then within a couple of weeks, they try to take his closet and transform him, change him, and try to let him know that you're good-looking. You know, makeup, hair, put normal, expensive clothes upon him. Not the one that is sold by a pound. We're not going to get into details with that. Some people know what I just said. Sometimes there's such awesome clothes there. Never mind. Never mind. And I like when they dress a person. He looks at himself or she and they say, wow, I don't believe that this is me. Remember that show? Those of you that have seen it, you know. They say, I can't believe that I can look this good. People are shocked. Listen, I tell you, you know what? And you know the unique thing is, majority of those people, not all of them, but some go back into their stuff. But those are single people, but majority that have seen themselves one time professionally dressed, makeup done professionally, beautiful scent and hairstyles, they don't want to go back to their old way. Beloved, so where is the key to transformation in speaking in Bible colleges and discussions? No. In one show of God's glory.
a single show of His glory, and that's it. No matter where you go, you will never, ever be the same. It's like never, ever you will remember
awesome food that you've had before.
You will always remember,
wow, remember that meal that we had, we were eating, it was so good. And you will always compare everything.
You know what I like?
While you, while you've never seen anything better, you compare everything with this. But as soon as you've found something better, now you compare everything with the better. This is how it happens.
Beloved, please, let God transform your way of thinking.
Tell Him, Lord,
I accept you
the way you are.
I mean,
totally. And believe me,
God will give you something
that will, you know, make you question things.
When I was asking God, and I said, Lord, this is your church,
do whatever you want to do,
I did not understand that He will do whatever He wants.
And I said, Lord, why?
And He's listening to you, and He does whatever He wants.
So give God an opportunity to do whatever He wants in your life.
Our power is not an occasional theory about God or explanation of His actions,
but it is in
the manifestation of that God that we preach.
These are the children of God.
They have an ability
to manifest the life of God.
Some of you think, how?
You know what? You just never got into the right atmosphere yet.
As soon as you get in there,
again, I tell you, you know how easy
to be invisible
where there's light?
Everywhere,
and your little flashlight, your tiny little light, it is invisible.
But as soon as everything goes black,
your flashlight, for some reason, becomes the brightest and the important things in this room,
even if it was very tiny flashlight, very invisible.
But, beloved, so,
you were just never there where your flashlight will be visible.
When we're all together, light is everywhere, anointing comes, the glory of God,
and you're just like a dissolved flashlight.
But as soon as you go and go somewhere else where there's darkness,
it says, let your light shine and let them see the works of your Heavenly Father and praise you.
And they praise your Heavenly Father.
Beloved, everything that sometimes you
need to do, all you have to do is just come where there's darkness.
Not to do anything else sometimes,
just to come. And people will say, wow, your eyes are different.
You speak differently. The way you understand
and speak is different.
Have you noticed that?
Remember when
USSR was close to the other countries,
and people that sometimes
would go and visit other countries,
somehow they'd be let out.
You
remember
how radically
they would be...
Their lives would change.
They were gone a month. They come back.
Not only is he dressed differently,
not only
does he have something,
but he thinks differently.
And for me,
this guy,
he's like,
he's a foreigner.
Remember that? It wasn't even funny.
You look at him and he's totally
different. He's like,
yeah, same person, but he's different.
Something is different.
You know what?
It's the same, but in your mind, transformation happens. Total transformation.
So, my beloved,
let's continue spreading this virus.
You know, by the way,
it is working very efficiently.
Why?
Somehow.
That
you're amazed
at
the masses.
People
are just
saying, please
come to our country,
please come.
You, physically,
you have no time
to be everywhere.
Beloved, what is
that? That
means that you are a carrier of the light.
That means that
you
are
carrying light,
and
by
you coming to a certain place,
you will change things,
you will transform
the minds of others.
Give God an opportunity
to transform your mind.
Give God an opportunity
to
just take a ride
on the kingdom
of God.
Just one time,
just
take a ride
in the kingdom of God,
and you'll say, wow,
I like it.
I don't like
that garbage
anymore, but I like
this.
And
you see that a person starts
to transform
totally. Why?
Something is happening.
So look what Bible says. Опять я сейчас прочитаю синода.
I'll read the old Russian translation. Синода, then I'll read the new translation.
Всегда говорю только в том случае, если слово радикально отличается от его.
I mean translation if it's radically different from the original. Romans.
Римлян 12:2 перевод синода.
12:2.
Внимательно слушайте, потому что сейчас за этим местом пойдет второй перевод с оригинала. I will read to you
the Russian, so I will translate what he's saying.
Не сообразуйтесь с веком сим.
Do not combine yourself with this age. This is so foggy that you cannot explain how can you not be together with this world. Some say that means this is unchristian music, yes.
And
you're sitting in an unchristian jacket and unchristian socks. You smell like an unchristian cologne and you drive an unchristian car.
Hello. Кстати, сидишь на неверующем стуле.
By the way, you're sitting on an unchristian chair and you're listening to me through an unchristian microphone.
Где этот маразм закончится?
When is this nonsense going to end? Oh, Lord.
Ладно.
Let's move on.
И не сообразуйтесь с веком сим.
Do not come together with this age.
Что это?
What is that?
Не сообразоваться как?
Don't come.
А я уже может сообразовался?
What? I thought I'm in it. Am I out? Or am I in it?
Ну да.
Can you just imagine this horrible translation?
Но преобразуйтесь обновлением ума.
Be transformed in your mind. How? I'm transforming. I am positioning myself for transformation. How? I don't want to be a part of this world, but how do I transform? How? Some people read it so easy, and they read it. Do you even think about what you read? Just show me this in practice. It'll be hard.
Чтобы вам познавать.
For you to know another nonsense, that there is a blessed will of God that is complete. I read it one, two times, 22 times. How? And then daddy says, listen, just open normal Bible, huh? Read the normal translation. Not the one that's coded. So I open a decent Bible. Romans 12:2. This is the new translation. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to the external, superficial customs. The laws of this world, and we know that there are laws of this world. Lies. Jealousy, the laws of this world. Superficial customs. But be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by the new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What does that say? That says when your mind is transformed, God gives us everything that we need, and we don't need anything out of there. I don't mean cars and clothes. I mean the laws that the world lives by. And we want. You know, I'm amazed. People that try to constantly fight or, you know, the world, you know, clothes, shows, lights, you know, make bands, beloved, one drop of anointing, and you don't need to be fake or cool band, an awesome name, or expensive guitars. No, that's not where it is in. You have everything that you need. Just get it out of the right source. And once I understood that, I don't need anything. I mean, anything. I don't need anything out of that world. You know what turns on? You know what gets you going in that world is like, you know, rubbing shoulders with certain people, trying to get on this ladder. You go higher, higher. You know what? Why don't you say this and we'll put you in TV? You know what? This is what you get. Nothing. And you cannot cut this out because there's revelation in this.
Оно очень понятное, почему.
It's easily understood somehow.
И много слов не надо.
And you don't need a lot of words.
А меня и без вашего телека все смотрят.
You know what? I don't care about your TV. People watch us anyway. It's all good.
И корректировать не надо.
You don't need to correct me to be politically correct. Listen, you have everything, and Daddy will use you and not Pinocchio that people want to make you into. He will use you with your character, with your mistakes, yeah, you, original, a real person, not a fake, you.
Мы постоянно хотим
We're
стать
always
кем?
Trying to be somebody else. Listen, stop.
Будь собой.
Be yourself.
Вот это вот задачка.
That is a problem. How is that? Just be yourself always, everywhere. You know, before your friends, before your wife, before everybody. Just be yourself.
Вот это круто.
That's awesome.
Еще раз.
Again.
Пусть законы мира этого более не руководят вами.
Let the laws of this world do not be confined to this world to the stage the laws.
But,
superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind. New ideals and attitudes so that you improve for yourself what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Don't try to rub shoulders with people. Try to, you know, promote yourself. Listen, when the glory of God comes to church, you know, the world will start having problems that only the church will have answers for. And you're not going to try to rub shoulders with them, but they will with you. You know what? They will come and say, help me. Who are you? I was in the Senate, and I have issues now. For instance, does somebody understand me? You know, for instance, there's many stories, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or Joseph, David, nobody else could answer besides them. For some reason, God would take something that has nothing in common with the world. They even said, we're not even going to eat this food that was brought, you know, to the idols. Remember those young men? They said, take this away because we cannot do this before our God, you know. We're not going to eat this. Do not come together to the laws of this world. That says that there's nothing out there that you need. And this is where freedom comes. Everything is in God that is in you. And now, my thing is in to get the kingdom of God that Jesus, by the way, said is inside of you. It is inside of you. You know why oil comes out of your pores. You know, it comes out of the kingdom that is inside of you. You know why diamonds fall out of your mouth? Because it comes out of you. You know why gold comes out of your pores? Comes out through the kingdom that is inside of you. Oh, you say you don't understand? Oh, yeah, you will not understand a lot of things once you get to the kingdom. You know what? Read the book of Revelation. Do you understand anything in there? There are animals out there. Four heads. How's that? And four faces. How's that? Just imagine that. Everyone looks into his right side and walks in his direction. How is that? How is that? You know, it's easier for me to accept the supernatural diamond than the book of Revelation, but the book of Revelation is very revealing. So let's move on. And let the laws of this world no longer control you, but instead of that, let your mind be transformed and bring your renewal so that you will understand and accept that God wants for you. Then you will know the will of God, what is goodness, what is acceptable, and what is perfect. As soon as you are reborn in your mind, you understand all of this. You understand the scripture? But the other translation is horrible. It's misunderstood. Look. For you to know. To know. Not to know the old translation, but for you, those that have been reborn, to understand what it is. And once your mind transforms, you will understand. If you notice that the unique thing is that the babies, children with open hearts, they receive signs and wonders and miracles, totally. They say, wow, it's so good to be with God. Thank you, Jesus. And look, 10 years old. What is that? They have something that you don't have. I sit there and say, Lord, give me that heart. And Jesus said, be like children. As far as the kingdom of God goes, you have to be like children. We're not children with our wife or with our kids or at work. We are children in His kingdom. Understand where you have to be a child. Look.
Воевать с нами будут только те, кто хочет сохранить образ старого бездейственного.
Warfare with us will be done by those that are afraid of change, that like old things, those that are afraid of change.
Потому что
Because
вы знаете, что уже давно. Я эту передачу смотрел лет
что-то назад. Many years ago, there were scientists in the United States, you know, scientists. They didn't have their faces, they were blurred, and they said that theory of Darwin is just nonsense. Nonsense. Why? Because the code of DNA cannot mutate. Monkey throughout 200 years is still a monkey. You cannot change the code of DNA or mutate it. They said this is nonsense, but this is religion. But right now, it's hard to change everything. It's impossible. And they sit there, a lot of different men scientists, and they say that means all the diplomas that were given out, we have to throw away. That means all the schools that give out these diplomas, we gotta throw them away. Teachers that teach this, you know. Hello. And it's easier for us to continue to teach this nonsense than to change all the textbooks, all the schools, all the things that are just moving. So, this is religion. We know that the things that you do, nobody can do. If God is not with him, then why did you come in the night? Why don't you come during the day? No, Nicodemus. We know. That means that all of those other, that crowd that was with Nicodemus that killed Jesus, they knew what they were doing. And Pilate was a truthful man. He said, you know what? They betrayed him. Why? Because of signs and wonders? Because of jealousy. Simple, green jealousy. If that was all happening with you, you would say that these are signs and wonders from God. Amen? Amen. Of course. But because it happens with somebody else, but nothing good comes out of Nazareth, this is not of God. And we cannot have unity. Such a popular phrase. This is why we не можем we have to change everything. All this nonsense, you just have to just take it all off with clothing, with all the songs and all the other stuff. We just have to destroy it and go to the live God. This is why. We have nothing to lose. You know what? Except the nets that we dropped right there on the shore. And you, Matthew, have nothing to lose beside that book. We have nothing to lose. This is why Daddy selects you, me. They say, you lose everything. You know what? I am getting more and more and more things. And if you call this losing things, I don't even know what I'm going to get. Then. Sorry. It's very unique. Before something radically changes, your understanding has to transform. Stop doing things that is not natural for your way of thinking. First of all, your thinking has to change. Have you ever noticed this? As soon as after one message, for instance, many years ago, where I personally, on purpose, started calling my God Daddy, thousands of people are calling him Daddy. You haven't noticed that? And all the letters, explain that to me. What, are they copying me? No, they're understanding, changing the, then, right away, their words changed. What is that? That is an effect of a transformed mind. Listen, some say this is just a word. No, you don't understand. That word, it is a result of a transformed mind, a result of totally transformed understanding. Because to call a Heavenly Father Daddy, something has to really, really change in your mind. Because you cannot call God Daddy if He's really not your Daddy. And that is why old generation was not able to enter into the promised land. Their way of understanding would not allow them to fit this image of them as victorious, as conquerors.
Их образ мышления, their way of thinking, старому поколению, которое вышло из Египта, the old those that не позволил left Egypt, they didn't let them им вместить, что они победители. Они всю жизнь были проигравшими.
Victorious. That's why they were always losers. You know who became victorious? The generation that was born within these 40 years in the desert. They were 30, 40 years old, 20 years old. Guys, they were born in the desert. They never saw slavery all their life. They were, you know, they had this knowledge that soon this mountain will pass, or this manna will pass, and this is our land. And Caleb and Joshua, they were walking around and said, this is our land, this is our land, a little bit more, and it's our land. They didn't eat garlic, maybe. They didn't eat any of the onions or meat that their fathers were talking about. Right now, I see a generation that I tell them what is certain things that was in Russia. They have no clue what I'm talking about. What is that? I say, this is a medicine, it's green color, and it is applied to scabs, you know. That's our sort of Neosporin, Russian Neosporin. So a generation is raising up, they don't know what smoked lard is. That's how it is. A new generation is raising up that doesn't ask a question where God is and where God is. He's not. They know. They believe this is God. They just know because they grew up in it. I love this. That is why a new wine is not poured into the old leather sacks, because there will be problems. You know what Jesus said, that you do not pour new wine. You do not pour new wine. Let's read that scripture. In the original, is good, so we can read it. Mark
2:22.
So, and no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skin, and the wine is lost, and the bottle destroyed. But new wine is to be put in new, fresh wineskin. Have you noticed how old wineskins just kind of disappear once new wine comes in? Oh, you know what? Your feathers, I cannot accept them. And they're gone. Oh, your diamonds, or your oil, or gold, I cannot accept them. And they're gone. And the wineskins are ripped and destroyed. Where are they? Gone. Read the way it is. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, and the bottle is destroyed. But new wine is to be put in new, fresh wineskin. Why? Because in the other scripture it is written to keep the wineskin and the wine, to keep it all. So, my beloved, when Daddy wants to give a new movement, just ask God to be a new wineskin. Listen, we're not talking about age here, because I've seen young people that are ripped apart. You know what I'm saying. And there are older people that accept the new wine and the glory of God. It has nothing to do with age. The thing is, it's in your understanding. Will your wineskin in your head will be able to fit in the move of God?
But
again, I'm giving you a warning, like I've done that before many years before. Will you be able to receive occasional wave of His glory? It's coming.
И ты скажешь, я не уйду, а ты уверен? А ты уверен, что я буду видеть тебя через два года здесь? А ты уверен, что я буду продолжать видеть тебя в славе Бога здесь? Потому что многие пропали. Пуф, и нет. Но это мы уже не можем.
Oh, we cannot accept. Of course. Let's read Mark 2:22.
Внимательно проследите, я буду заканчивать. Внимательно проследите за тем, что делал Иисус, живя на земле. Он постоянно бросал вызов тому, что считалось религия, что религия считала Божьим. Он тщательно заботился о том, чтобы картина Бога или того, как народ видит Бога, была перерисована. А, вы думаете, ходить это нормально? А как насчет по водице пройти?
How about walking on water?
А как насчет из вот этих немногих хлебов и рыбки накормить всю толпу и 12 ящиков притащить.
And,
дорогие мои, как насчет обплевать людей, и они видят? Как, а? Дорогие мои, и чудо на чуде, знамение на знамение. Мы видим, как Бог, Он меняет все.
And we see how God changes everything.
А фарисеи сидят, видите, Его убить надо. Видите, что них не успеваете, весь мир идет за ним.
We need to kill him because the whole world is going after him. What do we do? We need to kill him, destroy him. You listen to me, the spirit of religion.
Ни на одну секунду, ни на один миллиметр. Все, что вы видели тогда, происходит в это время прямо сейчас.
The spirit of religion has not changed. Everything is the same things that occurred 2,000 years ago concerning the spirit of religion and the Pharisees. This is happening now.
Тебе не нужно учить, где овцы. Тебе не нужно учить, где голос, потому что написано, овцы мои знают.
You don't need to be taught
to hear the voice of God,
because Jesus said that my sheep hear my voice. And so you know his voice. You know the voice of God. I don't need to teach you that. But if you don't know, then I'm scared for you because that you are not born anew from him. Is this from God or is this not from God? You know what is from God because you are born
with
him. I really love what's happening now in our days. Everything that the religion used to call God is breaking and falling apart now.
Он отсмехался над ними. Он выставлял их жалкого Бога на позор. Вы помните, как он это делал? Мне нравится Илия.
People would come back to him and say, you know that those Pharisees, they were really offended about what you were preaching earlier. So, it's the same thing that's happening in our days. So just relax, do what you're meant to do. Walk towards your God. Receive the new wave, the fresh wave, and receive those things that other people don't understand and might not receive, but I want to move in this glory. I want to receive all the things that he has for us.
And
every tree that was not planted by God will be pulled out and thrown into the fire.
Не надо мне соблазны тут придумывать.
Don't be offended by things. If you were not planted by God, you will be thrown, ripped out and thrown away.
Иисус бросил вызов всему тому, что фарисеи
говорили
Богом. Он раздражал
The Pharisees.
Он насмехался над их Богом. Он выставлял их жалкого Бога на позор.
In a way, kind of mocked them.
И именно вот поэтому фарисеи так сильно ненавидели Иисуса.
And that was part of the reason why Pharisees hated Jesus, because some of the things that he would say to them, offending things.
Наша сила в явлении нашего Бога.
And our power is not in just mere talk, but in revealing the power of God. Today, when we gather on Sundays to talk about certain things, but we impact the world. Today is a meeting for champions. We gathered today. We gave the word, maybe massaged someone, brought them back to life, but going back into the world. And we travel all around and we minister. We impact this world. That's why we're here. And that is why I challenge every one of you to stop talking and stop speaking these theories that are not even real and true. But reveal that God that you're worshiping, the God that you love. Reveal your God. And that's the whole secret of success is to reveal your God. It's not about you being anointed by ministers, or it's about having God choose you.
Просто поклонись ему сегодня. Сегодня был просто разговор.
Yesterday we were just speaking my thoughts to you. I preached so much a few weeks ago that I wanted really not to preach today, but just to share some of my own thoughts and ask the Father today to transform your mind, transform your thoughts. This is the things that are happening among us now. It's a wonderful beginning, but it's just the beginning. But what Jesus showed me many years back, and the things that he showed me are so radical and so unusual that if you're not stable in God, will be really hard for you. Many people call us, that we're people that practice magic and things like that because there is a real power that is being revealed. But we are of God. We are either characterized two different ways. Either we're the children of God or we're of the devil. God changes lives. I knew things were going to happen, but I didn't think they would come this fast. And then we continue to preach the gospel, to minister, and don't wait for gratitude from people. Wait for a reward from heaven. Oh, don't think that, I was not noticed. Why do you need to be noticed? You have the Father that notices you every single day. Let's just worship in this time. Raise your hands and say, Father, thank you that I know you and that you know me. I thank you. I love you. I want to be in the new wave of your glory. We don't stop with gold teeth and diamonds, with transformation and miracles. We want more. We want more. We want even more of your glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the family that gathered this morning. Thank you for what you've been doing. Change us, purify us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything. Everything.
Спасибо, дорогой папа. Спасибо, любимый нам.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Give him glory.